Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, Super Don.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, everybody in the East Coast. Good day or good night in Australia, all around the world, the United States and World of Health Talk Radio coming at you. 5 days a week in addition to my Sunday broadcast on GCN. It is the middle of the week, hump day. Woo!
Yes, it is.
All right, everybody, rock and roll. We got lots of healing to do today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's coming up. Ty Bollinger's back with some outside the box healing on levels unapproved by any government agency anywhere, just like we like it. And what else do we got to do today on the air? Well, here, I have to revisit it. It's not like I want to every day, But we had another listener email question of the day, and I got to open with this. It's just so disgusting. Not the letter. I love the letter. Mickey G writes, a friend, coworker, is in the hospital. Diagnoses, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. See, I'm not going to be able to speak today. I have a feeling. And his immune system is attacking his digestive system. Doctor's recommendations, remove colon, install an external bag. Also talked and about taking part in a part of the intestines out to make an internal bag. And block the immune system medically, chemically, and restart it. Isn't this disgusting to anybody else but me? Mickey G, my goodness, you're a good friend to write this about your friend, your coworker. Do you have any recommendations or suggestions? Do I? Mickey says he is a 38-year-old underground coal miner. He is very concerned, frustrated with the findings and recommendations, as anybody should be or would be. That is for sure. Super Don, now they're attacking underground coal miners and threatening to remove their gastrointestinal system just like they're doing to us above grounders. Can you imagine?
Jeez, that's crazy.
They don't want anybody to have intact intestines in the medical field. I'm so disgusted. So disgusted. Come on. Anyone else sick and tired of gastro docs drugging patients until their only option appears this savage butchery? So, you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm not. And as long as gastroenterologists will try to antibiotic and prednisone their patients to near liver, digestive, and immune collapse, I'm going to persist. I will. I'll persist in revealing options other than colorectal surgery. I'm telling you, man, this is just horrible. So, we go back to the basics. How was my recovery done? Now, I did this. It took me 2 years to recover from my gastrointestinal inflammation without the aid of the Silver Aloe protocol that you all have the ability to tap into and shorten that span from 2 months to as little as 2 weeks, or 2 years to 2 months to 2 weeks even, depending on your level of severity. Now, this guy who's a coal miner, obviously it sounds pretty severe, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but by God, man, don't give up on your body parts so easily. Even when they try to scare you, you got no other option. I mean, they're going to go rooter-rootering with a coal miner's equipment into this guy's gut. External bags.
There's no canary in the coal mine when it comes to the gastrointestinal tract.
No, not in this way. No canary would fit in it because they want to remove the any place a canary might live.
Right.
Oh, good Lord. So what I've done homeopathically, go back and listen to Dr. Frank King's Healing Revolution segments early on when we did a lot of shows on gastrointestinal health. And Dr. King at KingBio.com has King Bio. They have the upper GI and lower GI remedies. Upper GI, lower GI remedies. These are extremely essential, energetically, if we will, metabolically, healing the tissue of the gastrointestinal system. Now, that's not all we need to do. We also, of course, have to replenish the probiotics. But remember, the abject destruction in this guy's intestines is so bad that even if he throws probiotics like Dr. O'Hare's, which we love to use from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, it's not enough because he's got a desert now. They've defoliated him. They throw down Agent Orange like it's Vietnam in this coal miner's gut. So we've got to restore integrity of the lining. Now, we need to increase silica, but even then, with the gastro lining so wrecked, will we be able to use even the best of food-grown nutrients? We would like to consider the Cangest that we also get from Jonathan. It's a powdered tea that you make by blending into warm water. That alone is brilliant for liver, gallbladder, stomach, intestine, all of it, pancreas. But even then, we really need to restore epithelial integrity. How do we do that? I said silica, but let's get the healing done. How do we do that? We accelerate the healing that is not taking place now with the use of the healing accelerator. I've renamed Sovereign Silver now, Super Don. It's the healing accelerator.
The healing accelerator. I like that.
Yeah, just like you put it on a bandage on top of your skin to heal quickly. You'll do it internally by taking that tablespoon or two of the silver hydrosol, mixing it with a tablespoon or two of the aloe vera juice. Aloe vera, very poorly absorbed, but that's good in this case because it carries the silver through the GI tract. And there it will tamp down inflammation. It will eradicate dysbiosis. It will kill and wipe out the yeast. And it will set the stage for accelerated healing of tissue that is not healing right now. Because why? Modern medicine keeps throwing napalm down there. And then prednisone to wipe out the immune system and stop the healing altogether. And wipe out the liver, destroy the liver so it can't detoxify. So it makes it even worse. And then the colon. Oh my gosh, the colon is ravaged. Now, you can utilize the silver hydrosol rectally with direct installation if you know there's a lot of damage to the colon. But here we've got the oral aloe silver protocol to come to the rescue. Drive it in there. Drive it in there three times a day, consistently, three times a day, three times a day. Keep going before meals. And then at night, you get on your probiotics. You call Jonathan at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And you'll get the, what will you get? You'll get your doctoral heroes. You can get the sovereign silver there, but you can get also some of the CanGest that is so important. And you can also get the silica right there. If you want, get the 16-ounce bottle of silver from the Natural News Store, shopnaturalnews.com. And now you've got all the repair mechanisms you need. I would also include the food known as One World Way. Why? Because that will also upregulate repair mechanisms because of the amino acid sequences there. So we've got an absolute knock it out of the park home run will not fail if you do this. But of course, it means you're a coal miner. You can't be eating McDeath food every day either. You got to have your honey if she's doing it for you. I hope so. Preparing you some good, wholesome, organic, clean food to take to the coal mine so that you're not just ravaging your gut with fast food, processed foods, refined foods, GMOs. The explosions that are going to continue to occur down there if you do that will go unending. And then even I can't help you. No doctor's going to help you by butchering on you either. That's just to keep you alive long enough and suffer. I don't want to see that happening. That's why... Sorry, I'm diving into a serious topic. I'm not. Here I go. Why do I apologize? I'm not apologizing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm not
apologize.
Sorry.
Well, it is a serious topic. And, you know, these gastrointestinal problems outside of the this crazy stuff that's going on with this, mm-hmm. you know, this coal miner.
Yep.
It's very common. We get calls about this all the time.
All
people
the
are
time.
Always asking about this. And the silver aloe protocol has saved so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of problems.
It sparked
with
healing.
The healing accelerator, that's stuck with me. For some reason, I'm thinking, when you said that, it made me think, like, it's the flux capacitor.
No. Listen to this. Put the pedal to the metal. What metal?
There you go.
Silver. Hi-ho, silver. Away. Well, there nice. It is. If you got questions or comments, give me a call. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a really good show for you today. Really great show. In fact, I'm going to preview. We got Jerry Doyle scheduled for Friday. Awesome. Along with the Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King. Tomorrow, I got to do some stuff with the family, so we're going to have Joni Cox, Liam Sheff, co-host or sub-host for me. And, of course, in the meantime, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Ty Bollinger up. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Let's rock it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Just this past Monday, Dr. Bitar and I were talking about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, our dear friend, and of course an article she wrote a while back, but it was definitely as valid as ever it was, and it is, especially with all the propaganda campaigns and forceful aspect of government and even corporations in collusion together to force people to undergo medical procedures, interventions, or even vaccines. So, the article, it was about fraudulent medical research, and it could affect your diagnosis. And the wonderful, wonderful doctor behind it, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Better with you around. We certainly missed you at the Houston event, but as we acknowledged on the air, we recognize you had to be at the ACAM event, which was very important as well. But certainly always look forward to seeing you and getting together with you.
Great. Well, hopefully the next time around we'll all be together. That'll be good.
That'll be awesome. So the article, I know it's been a while since you put it out there, but I mean the basis for this article was that there's so much medical research that is published and then later retracted, yet they never really tend to cover the retractions and how everybody's still diagnosing drugs based on retracted medical research.
Yeah, it was really interesting. When I wrote that article, that was back a couple of years ago when Dr. Andy Wakefield, as a lot of people know, that he had a single paper that he had published regarding the MMR vaccine and GI distress that were frequently caused in children. And he published that study as a case report. And what happened from that was a long line of political things that ended up with that study that was published in The Lancet being retracted. And it was all over the news. I'm sure you remember it. I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember. It was everywhere. It was on Anderson Cooper. It was everybody. Oh, my gosh, this one doctor, this terrible doctor who had the scourge of this one paper that was retracted.
Yeah, and Dr. Tenpenny, it's as if it was the only paper in the history of recorded science that had ever been retracted. I mean, that's the way it came across. It's like, how unusual, shocking this happened. And, of course, they've since vindicated the lead researcher that worked with Dr. Wakefield, but that's another story we can get into. But your point is very important to bring out again, that it isn't, in fact, unusual for papers to retract. They're retracted all the time, but they're never covered like this.
Right. And so I started doing some investigation, and I found this website called Retraction Watch that is actually run by two very high-level journalists. And the founder of that website was actually the editor for Reuters Health, and because he had a fascination with retracted papers. And so every single day I get their news alerts now that many researchers have had 20 or even 30 of published papers that have been retracted. And the sad part is that many of those papers that ended up being retracted were also quoted as references in legitimate other papers, and so that caused the whole domino effect. So there really was not that big of a deal for one paper to be retracted when sometimes a certain researcher can have as many as 20 or 30 retracted. And so again, this was just a way for the media to try to give Dr. Andy Wakefield a black eye and to give the vaccine industry a leg up. And for everybody out there, you and me and Dr. Buttar and other people who question vaccines and say that they are not safe, they can harm you, it was one other way that they were trying to shut us down.
Yeah, it was a political and economic motivation to cover that one paper. And the fact of the matter is there are whole hosts of papers. And in fact, I remember, I think we talked about this recently on there, I did here, that there was the anesthesiology group that was based on this one guy who had written so many papers, and they found out the original paper was bunk. It was in the whole field of we're talking anesthesiology,
pain management.
That's right. Yeah. Relied upon it.
Yeah, the entire, it was Scott Walker, I believe that's his name. I quoted him in the article that I wrote, that he had written 21 papers that were all retracted, and that his whole way of developing an anesthesia for pain, an entire industry, had been built off of fraudulently written papers and fraudulently done research. So it's an interesting phenomenon. You know, there was an article today that was in the Washington Post that was talking about the journalist who wrote the article had done a one-year review of the New England Journal of Medicine, and it found 71 papers that had been published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that the vast majority of them were all sponsored by the drug companies. They all had conflicts of interest there because of being research that had been funded by the drug companies and big oil and big food. And so the entire system, Robert, which I think brings us back to why we're even talking about this,
yes,
so much of the entire system of healthcare has been built on fraud. And it's been built on things that have been sponsored by big companies, that the data that really shows that for doctors to be able to look at both sides of the story has been hidden. Things have been published, data that is left out of the research publications that could show a disparaging result has been left out. And I think that it brings us back to what you always talk about on your show over and over again, that people need to take self-responsibility, mm-hmm. and that if you eat good food and you get exercise and you get plenty of sleep and oxygen and take good quality supplements, that's what you need to do to stay out of the doctor's office.
Yeah, here's the story, and yeah, I think you had alerted to me earlier in the week. This TriHealth company out of Cincinnati. Here, people are trying to work for a living, whether we like the company or not. I don't know much about them, but they have fired 150 employees for not getting the flu shot, despite the fact that it's not substantiated in science, as we'll go into the Cochrane collaboration. But I don't know what the update is here, or the upshot is that if you want to afford supplements, I think you need a job. Yet they're firing you for not getting something that could actually create sickness.
Yeah, and I really, you know, I really commend those healthcare workers down in Cincinnati that stuck together and said, we are not going to exchange our health or put our health at risk over a flu shot. And they were really tough. And that they refused, and 150 of them in one healthcare system were fired for not getting a flu shot. And I believe that we are heading down a very slippery slope here, Robert, about requiring people to be injected with something that could harm them, possibly even kill them, cause them long-term health problems, in exchange for a paycheck. Where is that going to stop? What is going to be the next thing that we're going to be requiring people to do? Is this an introduction to, you know, we've talked about this over a period of time, the whole concept of microchipping. Is this a way that you have to be mandatorily medicated to keep your cholesterol in check in order to get your health insurance? I mean, this is a broader implication than just the flu shot. And, oh, by the way, like you already said, mm-hmm. people are required to get not only the shot that could harm them, but it does them no good. It's a totally worthless injection.
Yeah, and to add to that, within the Cochrane Collaboration, that group, which is, again, a medical group, it's like an inside. It's not like it's an alternative fringe that they could say, oh, you guys are just into natural medicine. They actually did that analysis that showed the flu shot not helpful at all. But I think they even expanded that to go into, hey, what about this Tamiflu that the U.S. government spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to stockpile? That it doesn't work either, and Roche is really crying about that.
Yeah, you know, if you take Tamiflu, and it only works if you've had a nasal swab done that confirms that your symptoms are actually being caused by the influenza virus And there's about 100 other viruses that can cause influenza-like symptoms. But you, first of all, you have to be diagnosed, and you have to be diagnosed officially within the first 2 days of your symptoms. Then and only then, if you take Tamiflu, it might cut your flu symptoms short, but it's by less than 1 day.
Yeah, less like 12 hours or something I read. And
yes, exactly.
And you, of course, know, as do I, Dr. Batar, so many other things that we can utilize to minimize, even if there is an influenza that is genuine expressing itself in your body.
Right. I mean, you know, the number one thing is get your vitamin D level up around 80. You know, it needs to be, when you get that blood test done for 25 hydroxy vitamin D, when you get that number back, you as a patient need to ask the doctor, what is your level? Because many times you'll get a call from the nurse that says, oh, your vitamin D level is in the normal range, and it might be 31 when the low end of the range is 30. So you need to know what that is, because your level needs to be somewhere between 60 and 80 to be therapeutic. That's the number one thing you can do. I mean, you can use colloidal silver to wash out your nasal passages, and you need to wash your hands. And there's all kinds of good, healthy, natural things that you can do other than being injected with something that could harm you and is not going to keep you from getting sick.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk in the Northern Hemisphere, they call it flu season, but what is it? What is unique about the Northern Hemisphere in winter? Well, sunshine, sunlight, a lot less of it. Hence the vitamin D connection, like you just said.
Yeah, I always say that, you know, in the summertime, the vitamin D goes up, in the wintertime, it goes down. And what else happens in the wintertime is we have what I call sugar season. We have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and now we are in the midst of the cold weather, and we, our susceptibility changes. The flu viruses don't migrate. They're not birds. They don't come north for the winter and go south for the summer. What happens is they are around all the time. The difference is that what changes is our susceptibility to those viruses. So if our vitamin D level goes down, our sugar consumption goes up, we're in tight enclosed places where we're not outside as much as we are in the summer, our susceptibility to those viruses go up. It's not that they come and go.
Right.
And I think that once people understand that, then they can be proactive about not allowing their resistance to go down, keeping their resistance up, not changing their susceptibility, and they don't need flu shots.
Well, let's also talk about the gut permeability issue. When we talk in terms of Halloween, Thanksgiving, the holiday season, people abuse their gastrointestinal tract, even with good food, to excess, which can create inflammation, leaky gut, etc., also allowing viruses to extend into areas they would never, ever be able to get.
You know, I was at the end of October, I was at a medical conference put on by Scripps Medical Center, their integrative medicine program out the last week in October. And the theme for that entire week, that five-day conference, was what your food should be your medicine. And what diet should people eat? It should be mostly fruits and vegetables, and don't eat too much. And, you know, if you're going to eat beef, have grass-fed beef. If you're going to do chicken, do free-range chicken. If you're going to have fish, do non-farm-raised fish. Know your farmer. Know where you're getting your fruits and vegetables and eggs. Shop local and eat mostly fruits and vegetables and not too much. And not worry about these scammy diets, or not scammy, but these high promotional diets that are this or that or the other thing, because it's really just about good organic food that our ancestors have eaten for 30,000 years.
Yeah, and there's so much controversy about dietary choices, as I guess there always has been, but it used to be when I talked about vaccines, that was the most controversial. Now, if you speak in terms of things that might offend a vegetarian or a paleo primal person, everybody gets upset. And I'm like, eat clean, start there, eat clean, and then you can figure it out as your metabolism shapes up it with good, real food.
Exactly. Somehow we have to make it so complicated.
It is
when it's really pretty basic.
And by the way, Dr. Sherry Chanpenny is my guest this hour. She makes things simple, even the complicated. We love her dearly for that. Many books that she has written, we've got her linked up at drchanpenny.com. We'll talk about her research site as well, which I'd love you to become a part of, so you can access a lot of the great work and the things she's bringing out. But stand by. We're going to talk more about some of these controversies related to, not only to vaccines, but your freedom. Your freedom. Your very freedom on the line here with more government intervention in medical care through Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. So we'll be right back. Say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny continues with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, drtenpenny.com, as well as the research site we'll get into. Those of you who want to really dig in and learn more, I encourage you to do that. It's at Vaccine Research. Now, what is the last word I just wrote here? Library.
Library.
Library. Yeah, here I go. I write stuff down. I can't even read my own writing. I'm worse than a doctor. I guess a homeopath writes worse than a medical doctor. I don't know. But anyway, Vaccine Research Library. Dr. Tenpenny, we have been on this quest, so to speak, as you have for a long time, waking the folks up to the dangers of vaccines, as well as other options to recognize there are genuine ways to prevent disease without potentially destroying you, killing you, or turning your child into an autistic nightmare. So some of these wake-up calls, you have many of them over the years. You may even have some new ones.
Yeah, you know, this morning, Robert, what I was thinking about was, you know, on my Facebook page, you know, it's a Dr. Tenpenny on Vaccines, or facebook.com/vaccineinfo if you want to join me. We've got 36, almost 37,000 fans, and it's a pretty active site. I mean, I post there quite a bit every day, and it's just part of the articles that I'm reading. And what I just post is like, I found this, look at this, look at this, look at this. It's an educational site. But yet every day I hear these people, and I see them in my office here in Cleveland, Ohio. I see people that are patients of mine that have known me to be involved in this vaccine issue since September of 2000. So over 12 years now that we've been fighting this battle. And I still have patients that come in my office with vaccine injured children. And it's like, how could you do this to your kid? So this morning I was thinking, what else can we possibly do to get people to understand that the systematic poisoning of children by injecting them with particles and injecting them against their will and injecting them multiple times with all kinds of stuff is just not right, and it's just wrong. And why do people blindly believe these people who are got the label over top of their head called pediatrician? Mm-hmm. So why do people just blindly believe them because they have on a white coat and it says pediatrician behind their name?
Yeah.
And I'm a little perplexed.
It is perplexing. It's maddening sometimes, too, because they're good people and they might have levels of intelligence in some areas of their life. They might even have high level degrees, and they throw it all out the window when they say, oh, pediatrician or doctor or physician, and their powers of critical thinking just melt away.
Because I was thinking, what would be the next thing that I would do?
Mm-hmm.
If I were going to write another book or put out another DVD or, start writing a series of articles again. And I got to thinking about, Dr. David Ayoub. You know, he's done everything there is to do about aluminum. Cog for Life has done all this research about the aborted fetal cells. You know, Norma Erickson and Rosemary Mathis with StainVax.org, they have absolutely exposed the problems with the Gardasil vaccine.
Yes.
Dr. Russell Blaylock with his neuroexcitotoxins. Benjamin Reardon came out with an article a few years ago about stealth viruses. Dr. Harold Buttram, who's debunked the shaken baby stuff and genetic mutation that causes by vaccines. All the documentaries that have been out there by Gary Null. All the books by Neil Miller and by me and by Mayor Eisenstein and by Ingrid Cassell. And week after week after week, I post on Facebook. And week after week, you're on the radio and Dr. Bupar and all the rest of us. Why are people still doing this? Why do we still have a 90% vaccination rate?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand what it's going to take to get people thumped up beside the head enough to make them say this has to stop. We are destroying humanity for commerce. And it seems as though there's only a handful of us that know about it.
Still, yeah, that handful is growing, and we'd like to see it grow faster. At the same time, I guess it does come down to a consciousness or unconsciousness. Yesterday, I had Brian Hooker, a PhD, who's been revealing a lot of what the CDC knew through Freedom of Information Act request. He revealed that the five studies that they claim prove no link between vaccines and autism, in fact, prove the opposite. So there's a lot of information coming out. Yes, it slowly trickles out because the old media still has a stranglehold sort of on a lot of information. We've talked also about fluoride and its role in dampening the mind, the will, etc., and allowing others to control you. So there's probably not one easy answer, but certainly it's a mix of everything.
So what do you think that, I mean, how do we get people activated? We talked a little bit on the first segment about this whole thing with the flu shots. Now, I had somebody send me a document the other day. This is a physician at a local hospital here in Cleveland who's taking a strong stand against the mandatory flu shots. And he said it was just astonishing to him that he was the only physician at his hospital that seemed to be able to be taking a stand and speaking out, even though when he talked to them privately, like in the doctor's lounge or even when he talked to the administrators of the hospital, nobody was in favor of this, but nobody was willing to stand up and speak out.
Yes.
He said, so he started looking at it and he found these documents from Health and Human Services that say if a hospital does not have a 90% vaccination rate or higher by 2015. We've got 3 years and they've already instituted this policy. By 2015, they need to have a 90% vaccination rate or higher, or the hospital system will lose 2% of its Medicare reimbursement.
Well, so, yeah, it's the economic game. It's a mafia-like game of arm twisting and, you know, getting first and foremost the dependency developed and bred on so-called government funds, which are merely stolen from taxpayers or inadvertently via printing at this point with the Federal Reserve, which we've covered a lot over the years here. So it's a very real issue that I think the only answer ultimately may be the opting out perspective, is that hospitals, doctors, et cetera, just start withdrawing from the system and finding a way. Can they perform, let's say, private associations and organizations to circumvent and find a way to go back to when doctors and patients actually dealt with one another directly?
Yes. And I have a friend who actually sells malpractice insurance and sells insurance products to doctors. And he says, you know, if doctors would go back to dealing with their patients one-on-one like we did 40 years ago, and the patient would come in the door and you would charge them an appropriate fee for the service delivered, the people that couldn't pay, you bartered with them.
Yes.
I mean, I remember growing up, you know, if you couldn't pay the doctor bill, you would do things like if you had to have your appendix out or something. Well, maybe you remodeled his living room or you painted the house or you brought him a chicken or you did something that was just an exchange for services. And you take that middleman out called the insurance company. Be very bold and very brave. I mean, the guy who was head of Physicians for Social Responsibility was on the television. This was a couple of years ago now. He was on with one of those talk show hosts. And he said, if we eliminated the entire health insurance industry in the first year, we would save more than $1 trillion. Now that's not, and when you take all of those things into play, $1 trillion. So it's like the malpractice insurance, all of the things like all of the insurance companies charge you, all the money that flows in, the salary. I mean, all of these things that we would save so much money if we got back to direct patient care and that put the doctor back in charge of doing what he thought was the best thing for the patient sitting in front of him. And he had more than 8 minutes to figure it out.
Wow.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah,
imagine that.
A novel concept. And, you know, I've heard that doctors, and it's so rare because in the age of liability and insurance, they do whatever they can to deny, let's say, responsibility for any mistake that may happen. And I've heard often that people that had been, let's say, the recipient of a mistake by a doctor, that when that doctor owned up to the mistake and apologized, there wasn't a malicious lawsuit that followed. I mean, that people aren't looking to sue by and large, but in the system, they realize the game is rigged and it's the only way sometimes you can get anything. But there was a point when there was a relationship, human relationship, they recognize these things happen, nobody's happy about it, but there's a different interaction that we've lost sight of absolutely completely by turning the entire medical profession into machines.
And making it adversarial. You know, it's adversarial. It's defensive medicine. So you're defending against the attorneys and defensive medicine by ordering all these blood tests in case you might miss something so that somebody doesn't sue you.
Mm-hmm.
And the patient that comes in that really just wants somebody to listen to, you don't have time for that. I mean, there's all kinds of movies and documentaries that are coming out now that show that doctors get paid to do something to somebody. They get paid for the surgery or for the stress test or for putting the stent in or for doing some sort of a procedure like vaccinations. You get paid for that. But in order to sit down and maybe what the patient really needs is just to really talk to somebody and help them to figure something out, you know, they might get paid, you know, $12 for that. But they might get paid $1,200 to do a stress test.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the economic incentive is such, as we know, it became disease management, disease care, as opposed to true health care. And that's also, unfortunately, how it's sold in government and to people, maybe people that have good intentions, but you know what they say about the road to hell, of course. And we see a lot of people on the political left who've argued that we must have Obamacare. It's compassionate. Yet all it did was strengthen the monopoly of allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medicine rather than genuinely help people that needed what? Food, nutrition, detox. Detoxification, none of that which is offered in any form of government-sanctioned medicine.
Absolutely. It's throwing more money at something that's already doesn't work. You know, and to say, oh, we got to get 40 million people access to health care. No, what you did was you gave them 40 million. You took money from me to give to somebody else to have access to the type of medicine that I don't believe in.
Exactly.
To get what we're doing is giving them access, not to health care, but giving them access to pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the American Disability Association is now toying with the idea of making morbid obesity into a chronic disability. So where is the incentive for, where is the incentive for that person to exercise, eat right, work with a coach? Say, I've got 400 pounds I have to lose. I'm going to lose it over 4 years. And this is my plan to do it. And I'm going to work with a coach that's going to help me to eat right and start moving and start doing a little bit. There's no incentive if now that's become a chronic disability and you're going to get a check for the government for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's an incredibly absurd world when you step back and look at it, Dr. Tenpenny. Sherry's on with us here. And I so much appreciate all of your insights, all the things that you write about, and, of course, encourage people to plug into your Facebook interactions as well as DrTenpenny.com and VaccineResearchLibrary.com to really go deeper into this if you're invested and interested in helping others and even helping some of the docs that you feel have good hearts but maybe they're misguided. Maybe they'll open up as you leave them. I mean, that point is, I guess they've got to survive economically, too. Right now, many of them are crutched into the system. A lot of people don't want to be, but don't know a way to step out of it. And I think inevitably it will crumble, so we better become independent now, not later.
The Doctor-Patient Medical Association did a survey of 13,000 physicians over the course of the last several months, and they published that on their website a while back. It's the Doctor Patient Medical Association. They surveyed over 13,000 physicians, and at the end of that survey, what they published was pretty shocking when they said that 87%, somewhere around 87% of physicians would leave medicine and quit the practice of medicine tomorrow if they could do that. Meaning, you know, if they were out of debt or if they could actually see a clear path into doing something else. And what that tells me is that which is this rampant dissatisfaction, even amongst the physicians, of pain management, handing out pills for a living, you know, having to see X number of people per hour in order to make their quota for their employer, the hospital system that they're working for. But this isn't what doctors signed up to do. This isn't what that really bright, energetic 18-year-old said when they graduated from high school to go to college and to go into pre-med and eventually go to medical school. This isn't what they signed up for. And now they get out and they've got crushing debt, $300,000-$400,000 in educational debt before they get their first job. And so what are they going to do? They're not going to necessarily go for a job that they necessarily like. They're going to go for the job that pays the most, to try to get themselves out of debt over the next 15 years.
Oh, now you've done it. Now you've raised the debt issue.
Oops.
A whole other story. Oh, my gosh. But it's so important, and you're well-versed in it, and we can dance with these issues and bring them up and raise the consciousness and awareness. But really what you do is so much aligned with the mission here is bringing the power of to heal back to the people where it belongs. And I so much appreciate all your efforts and your tireless continuity, despite a lot of obstacles, things thrown in your way. You keep going.
Yeah, and I really hope that if you've got physicians that are listening to this and that are part of what you're talking about all the time, Robert, is if physicians would get brave enough to say, okay, I can't make the leap. I can't go from being a full-time family practice or internal medicine doctor to a full-time integrative doctor in like one week. It's just not possible. I need training and education. Okay, great. The Institute for Functional Medicine, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Scripps Integrative Medical Center, there are places where you can get that education. And a lot of it can be done online, so you don't even have to give up time in your office.
Exactly.
After you get the education, take one day a week out of your practice and say, okay, my regular practice that right now is paying my bills, I'm going to do this 4 days a week, but one day a week, I'm going to start having my integrative practice. And it might be in the same space, mm-hmm. or maybe you sublease space from somebody else, or you come into an office like mine and say, hey, I've just done all this studying, I'm looking for a place to expand, and there are people that would like to help you. And then after you've done that for a while and you figure out that you really can do this, then maybe you can expand it to 2 days a week. You know, there's a way to transition. It's not like you have to just go leap off a cliff. And I hope that doctors will hear this and say, you know, I've got to start doing something different. My life and my heart and my own personal health are dependent upon the fact that I've got to get happy with what I'm doing. Because if 87% of physicians say, I would quit tomorrow if I could, it means they're not happy either.
Right, right. Well, listen, we're out of time at this moment, Dr. Tenpenny. Sherry, I look forward to having you back on not so long in the future. You know, our visits are too infrequent, unfortunately, but it's always great to get together. And I hope to see you at the next Advanced Medicine Seminar in Phoenix, January 25th and 26th, with Dr. Bitar. It was a great time when we got together, and a lot of people are, you know, the feedback was fantastic from your presentation. I look forward to seeing it again every time you come together with this stuff. I'm inspired even more.
Sounds great, Robert. You have a great afternoon.
All right, everybody check it out, drtenpenny.com, vaccineresearchlibrary.com, and spread the word on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Next hour, we got, what, Ty Bollinger outside the box. New theme song coming up, too, Super Don tells me. Things that make you go, we're going to do some of those today on the air. I hope I can keep my mind and my mouth working well, because sometimes I get into the abba-de-bee, abba-de-boo state, but I enjoy my time with Ty Bollinger as well. Listen, what else we got coming up? Oh, you know what I wanted to highlight? Just saw this morning on Natural News, Mike Adams. Why state budget deficits are self-inflicted delusions. Here's how any U.S. state could become a wellspring of riches almost overnight. Gosh, you got to love Mike Adams, man. He just cuts right through it talking about it. And, you know, we talked about this a few years back. In fact, when we launched here with Natural News Radio, I think this is one of the things that we were covering even before we launched with Mike on my Sunday show. We talked about setting up health freedom states. No, not Obamacare exchanges. Health freedom states. It's the first state in the nation that truly went health freedom, eliminated licensure, wiped out all of the monopoly protections and limitations to freedom and healing in that state. There would be a flock of medical tourists from all over the United States, in fact, all over the world. You talk about the innovative doctors that I've spotlighted here. Imagine if we had them times 10 or times 100 available in an area where they would not be harassed by the Fear and Death Administration and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The first state that disconnects, if you will, cuts the cord, the umbilical, the artificial, synthetic, prophylactic, phony umbilical cord from Big Pharma, will be the state that is just overflowing with gold and riches. Because people will be healthier there, productivity will increase, and of course the tourists coming in, spending their money. And there's some other great things here that Mike Adams put in. Of course, the issue of farming freedom, food freedom, in addition to medical and health freedom, the freedom to grow hemp. The first state that goes hemp hog wild, in a good way, will be another state that will rebound economically, far surpassing any other state that is still tied into the pharmaceutical Federal Reserve teat through Washington District of Columbia Corporation. You want to talk about an economic golden age? Nullify all of that. And Mike references the 10th Amendment. I also reference the 10th Amendment Center. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Now, how do you put that into play? Nullification in everyday life. Stop looking to Washington, D.C. to solve all the problems that they create. Stop it already. Come on. That's the definition of insanity, beating your head against a federal brick wall and thinking it's not going to bleed this time. This time, it's not going to bleed. So let's say, number one on the list, Mike list, number one, decriminalize industrial hemp farming. Number two, decriminalize, tax, and regulate medicinal marijuana. See, already it's happening. Medicinal marijuana. Cannabis. Let people eat it. If they want to smoke it, knock themselves out. They're not going to be harming you. Compared to alcohol, it's relatively harmless, other than the harm that they're doing themselves by inhaling hot air, smoky air, into their lungs, which I don't recommend. But eating it? Wow. Good medicine. Excellent medicine. Decriminalizing holistic healing and natural medicine. That's right. Allowing all the healers to heal. Hang your shingle. Everybody gets an opportunity to heal. Hallelujah. Number four, decriminalize truthful health claims on nutritional supplements. That very fact, let's say you could put a bottle of Sovereign Silver up in your store and tell everybody the God's honest truth about it, eradicating viral, bacterial, fungal diseases, regenerating tissue. No limitation, just speak truthfully. You got the scientific reference? Fine. Let the people decide, not the Fear and Death Administration trying to protect the pharmaceutical industrial complex and suppression of freedom of speech. Echinacea, freedom to speak about it. Selenium, freedom to speak about curing cancer. Abso-frickin-lutely. Number four on that list. Great, great list here. I've got it linked up in the show notes. Number five, legalize banking privacy. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that. You put money into a bank and it's yours. It's your. You pay a small fee to the bank, but the government has no business looking into it what it is. But of course they say, oh, well, then you're going to have drug money. You're going to have criminals running it. Listen, the drug money, the criminals are using the existing banking system. The criminals are the bankers themselves. Unplug from the Federal Reserve Agency. It's not even an agency. It's not even an agency of government. So you got five things that'll get economic abundance flowing here in these United States, and others will follow suit. Anybody want to argue against liberty? You lefties out there, you neocons, want to argue against anybody? Go ahead. Give me a call. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. I'm going to take a quick break. Ty Bollinger will be back after the top of the hour. Why? Because it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Thanks again to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery.
Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesdays.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
I love it. Things you go, who is, who does that? That's got to be Ty Bollinger. It's time. Welcome back, Ty.
Robert, I love it. Things that make you go, I love that.
I tell you what, that Super Don just outdoes himself each week. And, of course, we go outside the box with you. Every Wednesday it's time, and we love it. Ty Bollinger is back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And what do we do? Do we go into some, people say, hey, do you like the crunchy kind of thing? Is this about some kind of chocolate, or is it cholesterol-lowering meds? They're making it chunky now.
Crunch, crunch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, cholesterol drugs recalled over concerns that they contain glass.
Wow. I mean, you know, how toxic do they need to make cholesterol-lowering drugs? Add some I guess they could say, well, it's silica. It's a little altered, but come on.
Yeah, we're talking to folks about an article that Robert and I both looked at. It's a manufacturer of a generic version of Lipitor that has been shown to contain glass particles, crunch, crunch. But I don't think that's too it's not too worrisome to me in light of the fact that we've had other contaminants in our vaccines and in our supplements and in our vitamins and in our health products. Is it to you, Robert?
No, not at all. In fact, yesterday, it was amazing, Ty. We actually covered a story about the villainous grapefruit. How do you even know how to say it? I'm so scared of the grapefruit now. they say, oh my gosh, don't worry about the drugs. It's the grapefruit. And that includes the discussion of cholesterol-lowering medication. They're worried about grapefruit instead of the drugs they're using.
Well, you have to watch out for those big, scary grapefruit. They do contain a lot of phytonutrients.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it turns out that what happens is that it makes the drugs more toxic. You know, it's like, never mind that the drugs are toxic, but we got to go after nature and God that created grapefruit?
Well, it's they're always looking for a fall guy, aren't they, Robert?
Oh,
always
man.
Looking for something to blame. I mean, it couldn't be the fact that it was the formaldehyde in the vaccines that caused the injury. It was the grapefruit that the child ate afterwards that caused the brain injury, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely incredible. And a story yesterday I covered talking about the role of pollution, like traffic pollution. And I'm thinking, could it have anything to do with, heavy metals? Could that be it? When they inject it? It's like now, okay, they say, no, it's not the vaccines, it's the traffic, which is bad enough.
Yeah, no, they never take responsibility. Anytime that you have a child that's been injured by vaccines, the doctor will inevitably say that was just coincidence that the child was full-blown autistic within 48 hours of the time that he or she had the MMR vaccine. That was just a coincidence. It had nothing to do with the formaldehyde and the aluminum and the mercury that was in the vaccine. It had nothing to do with that, the fact that that could have caused a brain reaction. It was just coincidence.
No, and we look at the whole cholesterol-lowering mythology. I mean, it's all about villainizing something that your liver produces. And in fact, even if you have high cholesterol, I think I'm losing my ability to communicate on this story. I'm so shocked about it. I mean, now there's glass in it, too. We've got to destroy that myth once again.
Hey, you know what? I think, Robert, you've got glass on the brain. That's a new disease. And I think that the big pharma already has a drug for that.
What might that be?
Let's make up a name for it.
Yeah,
Glassator.
Glassator. That's very well said. Very well said, Ty.
But you know, Robert, in light of the fact that we've seen contaminated medicine in the past, this is not shocking to me. I mean, you look at what was it about? I guess 30 years ago now, around the 1980, 81, 82, we had the Tylenol that was laced with cyanide, and several people died. Several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we had Baxter Pharmaceuticals that came out with the heparin. Remember, that was contaminated and caused almost 100 deaths, heparin being a blood thinner. But this is not uncommon for medicines, for vaccines to come out adulterated or to contain ingredients that are going to be even more toxic than the aluminum and the mercury and the formaldehyde, right?
Oh, yeah. Clearly, we are talking about toxicity and deficiency. And when we talk about vascular issues, we're looking at deficiencies again, deficiencies, and no, not statin drug deficiencies. Remember that cholesterol is a critical precursor for the endocrine system. In fact, for them to blame cholesterol is absolutely absurd as a cause of heart disease.
It is. It is absolutely. Cholesterol is actually one of the reasons that I've looked at that there's an outbreak of cholesterol-lowering drugs, because cholesterol is a critical component of your brain. And cholesterol is important in brain development for young children. It is absolutely essential. But as we talked about in the past, Robert, you've got the culprit with heart disease is insulin. And insulin creates lesions in the endothelium, and cholesterol is the patcher that goes in to create to fill in those lesions in the endothelium to fix the problem that was caused by the sugar in the insulin. So cholesterol gets the blame for heart disease, but it is actually going to the rescue.
Absolutely,
problems created by the sugar and the insulin release,
and then they go and attack eggs. You know,
normal
food.
Yeah, they attack eggs. The study that was done several years ago by a doctor named David Spence, he was a professor at Western University in Canada, if I remember correctly. He was the one that got us all scared about egg yolks and being high in cholesterol and causing atherosclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries. Problem with this, Robert, was that he was funded by pharmaceutical companies. He was funded by Pfizer Canada and AstraZeneca Canada. There was and then the report that came out in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology about his report on eggs and cholesterol. This is a quote. I found this earlier today that, Spence and his team have received honoraria and speaker's fees from several pharmaceutical companies manufacturing lipid-lowering drugs. They have received support from Pfizer Canada for an annual atherosclerosis symposium. Their research has been funded in part by Pfizer Canada, AstraZeneca Canada, and Merck Frost Canada. I smell a rat, Robert. What about you?
I tell you what, man. The conflicts of interest never cease to amaze me. And what you've done over the years and, of course, with your books have pointed out this and substantiated it and validated it to the point where it strengthens people's understanding that haven't fully engaged in this, digging for the truth, digging for the facts. And that's why I love what you do. And I want to recommend everybody. Now, of course, my co-host every week now on Wednesdays, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger here. And you can go to cancertruth.net. Also, you learn more about herbs at survivalherbs.com. And of course, the newest book that you wrote with Dr. Michael Farley, medicaldreamteam.com. So just a little plug for all of my listeners. If you haven't picked up these books, this will change your life or those of your loved one if they'll just open it and start learning these things.
Yeah, thanks, Robert, for the plug. I appreciate it. Again, what is our mission out here? It's to get the truth out. We want people to see through the facade, because see how this works? See how this works, folks? Big Pharma has a vested interest in selling drugs. Now, in the story we just talked about, they've got a vested interest in selling drugs that lower cholesterol. So what do? They fund research that says that our favorite breakfast food causes high cholesterol and heart disease, which is absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give people a false choice. Either change your dietary habits, eating these terrible, terrible eggs, or pop a pill. And they know that most people, based on their studies, are going to do what? They're going to pop a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And so there they go. They funded the research that's going to further their bottom line. It's going to increase their bottom line. It's going to increase the return on investment for their shareholders, because Big Pharma are publicly traded companies, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they report to their shareholders, and they'll do whatever it takes to increase their bottom line.
Yeah, and it's not that we have to just point this out, that the medical doctors in that profession, which become the drug-pushing profession, are guilty of this. It's literally what upsets me still, is that if you go into a health food store, you'll still find supplements that are sold in order to reduce cholesterol levels in the body.
Yeah.
Because they bought into it and they're trying to profit just the same, albeit
yeah.
not as profitable from the standpoint of the drugs that are patent protected. But still, it encourages people to adopt this falsehood that is not backed up on legitimate science.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. And it also drives me nuts when I see fellow authors out there, and I'm reading their work, which I read all the time. I research all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still talking about good cholesterol and bad cholesterol and lowering your cholesterol. And these are people that I, on other topics, I see are pretty educated.
Yes.
But they still bought into this.
Well, that's why we go, when Ty is with us, because we bring these things up and really point out that even some of the good guys are still kind of trapped in a perspective that is not validated, except it's validated only by consensus. That is, oh, a lot of people say it's true, so it must be true. They have degrees.
Yeah, kind of like man-made global warming, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's
must
not
be true.
And it's not to say, Ty, that there's no difference in weather, but then again, the nature of nature is that you've got shifts in temperature as well as, let's say, solar activity that would take it out of the context of it
exactly.
is man. And it, at the same time, we don't suddenly endorse pollution because it may or may not be the cause of any kind of shift in weather. We don't like pollution because it's toxic.
Exactly. Exactly, and you're right. The factor that's left out of the equation a lot of times on the global warming is the sun. The sun is the largest contributor to our weather patterns, much more than whether you or I emit too much carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
But that's left out of the equation. From what I've seen, the research shows that the temperatures on Mars have been steadily rising over the past century. You better watch. What we need to do is we need to implement a carbon tax on Mars, don't we? Get rid of those bad Martians.
Yeah, hit up those Martians, man. They're not contributing their fair share. Oh,
hey, do we ever think that maybe Mars temperature's rising because of the sun?
Oh, yeah, could it be? I tell you, that's why I love having you on board here each week, because we get to go, and it's fun, too, to point these absurdities out. And as I said, we take it back, step back, and look at that in a different light. I've often said that if Al Gore had argued against toxins and pollution, it would have been hard-pressed for anybody to really go after him. But when he said, I'm putting all my eggs, here we go, eggs, in the basket of global warming, then he literally did something that was only going to create divisive division. And, of course, the idea that we need to take away your freedom. And maybe that was the intention, because we know about the Hegelian dialectic, the ability to reverse people's viewpoints by putting them in a left or a right sandbox, and then never the twain shall meet.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that's interesting, folks, that you need to pay attention to is watch what people do and not what they say.
Yes.
Watch what they do. Actions speak louder than words. And if I used to live outside of Nashville. Al Gore's got a 50,000 square foot house.
Yes.
He uses more. He emits more carbon, or carbon dioxide, than probably half the city that I used to live in.
Yeah,
but
it's incredible.
He's the one preaching against that. Mm-hmm. He's the one flying in Learjet. So look at what people do and not what they just say.
Amen to that. Hey, listen, we need to take a break here. Of course, Ty Bollinger is with us. It's Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can check out all the links at robertscottbell.com, the show notes and everything. Now, when we come back, Ty, I do want to talk about a religious/spiritual issue with you. And this relates to Obamacare. And there are religious-based challenges to it. Are you up for that discussion?
All I have to say to that, Robert, is,
We'll be back with some more with Ty Bollinger after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've argued for many years that every experience you have is a spiritual experience. It's all a matter of perspective. And yet we abandon our religious or spiritual freedom when it comes to so many things that the government says, oh, well, that's an exception to the rule. Now, a big exception to the rule is mandating the participation in so-called Obamacare. Why? Because it mandates intoxicating your body and your children, even if you have a different perspective on the kind of medicine that you want to use for your family's recovery. So now other people are coming along here and going, hey, I'm challenged just based on religious issues. What do you think? What's going on there, Ty?
Yeah, not only is Obamacare unconstitutional, which it clearly is, but there's also issues as far as mandating support of abortions and contraceptives. And then that's what is going on. There's an article that Robert and I have been reading, we both read, published just a day or so ago in Reuters. About the Supreme Court clearing the way for a Christian college to pursue a religion-based challenge to Obamacare, mm-hmm. because of the fact that it forces taxpayers and employers to subsidize abortions and contraceptives. That is the religious aspect. Now, I'm with it. I'm with this challenge. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's unconstitutional, and it also violates freedom of conscience and freedom of religion if you're forced to subsidize these things, which many Christians and other religions as well, not just Christianity, but they feel are immoral.
Right, right. And so, we got to acknowledge that the United States alone founded, I mean, even the colonies before the United States was based on this desire to have religious freedom, to worship the way we believe.
Yeah.
And then suddenly now the government is enforcing or trying to implement this new realm of, believe me, I call it a church, the church of biological mysticism that modern medicine is.
It is. It is a church. It is a religion, and they're trying to force us to participate in their religion. And so from that perspective, it's also unconstitutional. This is unconstitutional on so many issues it makes my head explode. I can't imagine that this has actually been approved and been passed by the Supreme Court, been voted in, and now they're going to try to implement this. It blows my head up just to think that this could actually be going on, but it is.
Well, it also tells me that the whole politics of left versus right is a bogus assertion because, look, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is supposed to be a right-wing Republican kind of guy, and yet he's the guy that made Obamacare constitutional by declaring it a tax.
But it was a tax, but then it wasn't a tax, but then it is a tax, but it's not a tax. It depends on what context they need it to be a tax or what context they need it not to be a tax. You talk about flip-flopping.
Yes.
You just go back and look at the different quotes by the different folks that have supported Obamacare on whether or not this is a tax.
Yeah.
Or is it a penalty? No, it's a tax. No, it's a penalty. Talk about flip-flopping.
Well, and we already have an overwhelming abundance of toxic medication available for the poorest among us. It's not that we really have a shortage of drugs, which is the argument the left has made. Oh, more people need health care. Well, there's nothing health care about it. It's disease management, disease creation. Obamacare strengthened what was already a monopoly prior.
Yeah, it's a disease perpetuation system that we're in, folks. It's not a healthcare system. It's disease perpetuation, and it is very lucrative to those that are in charge.
Yeah, and I think
have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question. How many people that are listening to this program are pro-life? Okay, I am pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people are pro-life that are choosing to still vaccinate their children? And the reason that I ask that question is one of the most disturbing things about today's vaccinations is that many of them are made with aborted human fetal tissues. That's right. Folks didn't know that? Mm-hmm. That's right. Just check it out. Do the research. The government is allowing Big Pharma to sell vaccines that contain aborted fetal tissue. the abortion industry gets paid by Big Pharma and the government in exchange for deceased human beings in a syringe. So here's your quandary if you're pro-life and choose to vaccinate. How can you be pro-life on one issue but choose to vaccinate if you know that the vaccine contains aborted fetal cells? That's your dilemma, folks. I'm not telling you what to decide. I'm just saying that's a problem if you are on both sides of that fence.
Ty, this is an uncomfortable cognitive dissonance if there ever was one. And I brought it up in terms of also our foreign intervention, foreign policy, where we're sending drones to so-called attack terrorists that may or may not be terrorists. The reality is women who might be pregnant and children are also dying due to this collateral damage.
Many. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's funny that you bring that up. It's not funny. It's apropos that you bring that up. As you know, I attend Chuck Baldwin's church, and Pastor Baldwin was just preaching a few weeks ago about how it is so ironic that you'll have these pious Christian churches, and I use that term loosely, that are sending off missionaries to, let's say, Iraq, and they'll pray for these missionaries, and they'll fund these missionaries, and they'll get them to go to Iraq to share the gospel. And at the same time, the same church members that have funded these missionaries to Iraq will hoorah and hoo-ha when they see reports of our drones murdering thousands of innocent people in that same country, many of them probably Christian.
Well, again, the question is, what is the definition of pro-life? Right? Based on that.
Exactly. How can you be in favor of this butchering of innocent people in other countries and at the same time be funding missionaries going to those countries? How you can't be on both sides of the fence and be consistent.
It really is incredible. And like I said, if we really believe in a culture of life, we've got to step back and say, how do we help people to heal genuinely? How do we not interfere with the freedom of religion again, which it is?
Yeah.
When you step back and realize the First Amendment wasn't just about the freedom of speech, but it was, you know, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And it is such a fundamental right to be free of toxic poison, injectable foreign RNA and DNA, because it isn't even just the tissue from aborted fetuses. It's also animal RNA that they're injecting into humans.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, oink, oink. Pig virus contaminated vaccine for stomach virus to be administered to small infants in UK. That's the title of an article that we just printed out yesterday from Natural News. And that is exactly what's happening. They're injecting children with a PCV1, porcine circovirus 1, which is pig virus.
Mm. Yeah, this is a shocker of all things that acknowledging, you know, let's say if somebody tries to keep kosher, and this is true for not only Jews, but even some that follow Muslim religion, as well as some Christians that appreciate those ancient principles in cleaning your food, making sure it's okay to eat. And yet,
yeah, well, here's the thing, Robert. There's several things you just hit on as far as not only Muslims won't eat the pork, but many Christians won't eat pork. Many other religions will stay away from pork. I know that, you know, on Monday, even though I don't like to mention him, but Dr. Buttar.
Yes.
actually, we're good friends, folks. I just am very sarcastic when it comes to Dr. Rashid Buttar. But he will not eat pork for the reason that, from what I've talked to him about in the past, is that the DNA of pigs is almost identical, is about as close as you can get to human DNA. And he has looked back at the history of civilizations that have not only eaten a lot of pork, but the history of civilizations that were cannibalistic, and they always go extinct. And no, it's not because they eat each other till they're gone. It's because of the fact that the eating human DNA or DNA that's close to human DNA basically kills you. It causes genetic alterations that eventually lead to the end of that species. And so Dr. Buttar says one of the worst things that you can eat is pork, whether it's organic pork or kosher pork or whatever. You can't do kosher pork.
Well, listen, they've altered every other rule out there. Why not that one?
Yeah, but whether it's organic pork or not, you can't do pork if the genetic code is close to the human code. And so that's the reason that Buttar stays away from pork. It's because the DNA is so similar to human beings.
But it's one thing to play in the dirt and play in the mud as a kid would do. It's another thing to start eating the animals that do the same.
Exactly.
So that's a consideration, those of you who are listening. And you know, listen, we get a lot of, let's say, negative response feedback anytime I go into dietary issues, because there's some that believe with a religious fervor that they must eat all animals or specific ones. And there are others that have a religious fervor about eating only vegetables and never touching any animals whatsoever.
Right.
As I said, my goal has been to raise awareness and consciousness. So you make decisions based on what your body is telling you, although acknowledging too that if you've been raised on synthetic toxic food, your body might not be telling you that which you understand what it's trying to really tell you.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm never going to tell somebody what they can and can't eat. I believe completely in freedom of choices. You can choose to do what you want. That's my whole beef with the whole suppression of cancer treatments, is that it's not that I don't want anybody to have the choice to do chemo or radiation or surgery if they want to. My beef is that we don't have the choice to do the other treatment. I want you to be free to do whatever you want in a free country.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should be free to eat whatever you want. And if you want to eat genetically modified, pesticide-laden corn, go for it. It's your choice. So I'm not going to ever tell anybody what to eat or what not to eat. We're just trying to get the information out there. But real quick, back to the story on the pig virus.
Sure.
This is interesting. Here's a quote from the FDA. Okay. The FDA says that infants given this Rotarix, which is the vaccine that contains the pig virus, they're twice as likely to develop intussusception, which is a potentially deadly medical condition in which the intestines become blocked. Based on the figures, the risk of dying from these vaccine complications is higher than the risk of dying from rotavirus.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the problem. They admit that the risk of dying from the vaccine is higher than the risk of dying from the problem that it's supposed to treat, which in most cases is only diarrhea for a few days.
Yeah, and again, it's a body's important intelligence to throw things out that don't belong there, and usually you get out of it pretty quickly if you know how to, let's say, take care of yourself and detoxify, support the liver, etc. I talk to so many people that they're stuck in this diarrheal phase, partly because they've relied on modern medicine and its toxins, including, of course, the antibiotics.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, the antibiotics are another issue altogether, in the way that they not only kill the bad bacteria, but they kill the good bacteria, the flora in your gut, which will result in digestive problems, diarrhea, will result in a compromised immune system, and so on. So that's a whole issue altogether. Let me finish off the topic here on the pig virus with this quote from the article.
Yep.
This is very interesting. According to the FDA's website, neither the agency nor GlaxoSmithKline knows how the foreign DNA from the PCV1 came to be present in the rotavirus in the first place. And the two entities are supposedly still investigating this question. Okay, here's the thing. Drum roll, please. This is what got me. Meanwhile, the Rotarix vaccine is still in widespread use, and health authorities are continuing to push parents to subject their young babies to this questionable vaccine that, at best, only helps reduce the number of days an infant suffers from diarrhea.
At best, exactly. And when we come back from this break, we'll talk to Ty about another option instead of vaccination. Oh, my gosh. Did somebody acknowledge homeopathic medicine? It actually works. Yeah, another great story by Natural News. Ty going once again. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are both going, after that break.
Oh,
but we want to say a special thanks to Better Way Health, my sponsor for this show, Transfer Point Beta 1 3D Glucan. I can't talk enough about it. I can't say enough good things about it. You got to get it, folks. We were talking about it the last break, about the immune system. We're talking about the antibiotics killing the good flora in your gut. That's the genesis of a lot of your immune system. We have to keep our immune system strong. And so I got to say another plug for the sponsor, Better Way Health. Transfer Point Beta Glucan is the best. Take it every day. You got to get a hold of it, folks. You've got to do something to boost your immune system because we're being pelted with superbugs. We're being pelted with chemicals and toxins that are making our immune systems compromised and are opening us up to sickness. Got to do something for your immune system. I say Transfer Point Beta Glucan from Better Way Health.
Beautiful. And we got the links up in the show notes today, as we always do at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to them and all of our other sponsors as well for making this possible. Bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Now, the vaccine issue. Ty, yep. Man, oh, man, this is a shocker that they're actually acknowledging homeopathic medicine. Now, there are a lot of people that can't take the leap because they don't understand that everything ultimately is about energy. But I can't help those people. The fact is, though, the whooping cough vaccine doesn't work. It's a disaster, and they want to get you more whooping cough vaccine, yet we can utilize homeopathic medicine, including Nozodes for whooping cough, and it works.
You mean if two doses of the whooping cough vaccine, the pertussis vaccine, don't work, then taking a third won't work?
I know, shocking, isn't it? Three strikes,
hey,
you're out.
What's the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah, I know. It like I said, the CDC acknowledges that it doesn't work, but the whole idea is, well, let's just do more of the same thing that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's absurd. I mean, when you look at the pertussis outbreaks, it's interesting that we're talking about pertussis, and which is whooping cough. There's a section in my cancer book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, where it's about three or four pages, where I just basically printed out an email exchange that I had 6 or 7 years ago with a pediatrician about whooping cough. And so I cited several statistics about whooping cough in there. He eventually disengaged, because once you've realized that I had the facts on my side and I wasn't just some buffoon that was just making stuff up, but I actually had the studies, he stopped. He wouldn't come back anymore with the conversation. He just disengaged. But in 1986, there was 1,300 pertussis cases in Kansas. 1,300 of those 1,300, 90% were vaccinated. 1993, there was an outbreak in Chicago. 72% were fully vaccinated. New England Journal of Medicine comes out. 1993 outbreak of whooping cough in Cincinnati, 100% vaccinated population. Oops. How can you have an outbreak in a 100% vaccinated population, Robert? How does that work?
Well, it's only can be explained that we're a bunch of cattle and herd immunity is real. No, it's not. Wait, no. Another big one. Exactly right. That's what needs to be brought up.
Hard to explain that when you're a proponent of vaccines, when you go, I guess it was the fault of the family that drove through there that was not vaccinated, right? There was,
oh yeah,
there was 10,000 people in the area. They were all vaccinated, but we had one family from out of state that drove through there that was not vaccinated, that gave it to all of them.
And never mind that they would have to acknowledge the absolute abject failure of vaccines, even if that were the case, which it isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't the vaccine supposed to protect you from that situation?
Well, we'd like you to believe that, but it's clear that it doesn't. So we have to look to other alternatives. Now, as a homeopath, I use homeopathic medicine like Bryonia alba, Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, Spongia tosta. Of course, we nebulize silver hydrosol. We talked about the immune support that we get from the Better Way Health. But there are so many ways to go before we'd ever even have to resort to something that doesn't work, that only harms you, like a vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, and the evidence is on vaccines that the decline in severity of all of these diseases, pertussis, diphtheria, tetanus, and so on, it was a result of improved sanitation, better nutrition, better housing, and improved hygiene. They weren't drinking their own fecal material. The rates dropped anywhere from 70 to 90% in all these before the vaccine was even introduced. Interesting, we're talking about homeopathy, though. Mm-hmm. During the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918 and 19, it was estimated that between 25 and 50 million people died worldwide, and it was over 500 million in the USA, if I remember correctly, that died. Here's what's interesting. Homeopathic physicians documented over 60,000 cases of patients that were treated with homeopathy. The mortality rate among those patients treated with homeopathy, and this was documented in the Journal of the American Institute of Homeopathy, 1921, 0.7%. 0.7% mortality rate for conventional treatments, those that were hospitalized and went to conventional hospitals, over 27,000 documented cases, 30% mortality rate with conventional medicine. That's a huge difference, isn't it? I mean, I'm no mathematician, but there was a 30% mortality rate versus 0.7%?
Yeah, less than 1%.
That's a pretty big difference, isn't it?
It's humongous, the difference, less than 1%. We've seen that also with other fever diseases like typhoid and typhus as well. The homeopaths were regularly getting people out of it, while the allopathic medicine specialists that suppress the expression of disease, end up creating more damage, because then the body's design and intelligence is to throw it out any means necessary. And fever, in fact, is a big helping point. So when they stop all of these things from happening, it's no wonder that the death rate increases. And I don't think it was 500 million that died in America, but it might as well have been over the years, because modern medicine has become the leading cause of death in all of these scenarios.
You know what? I'm sorry. 500 million. Yeah, probably not, since the population's only 300 million. Let's go with, I meant 500,000.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, but it's like 500 million served McDonald's and McDeath in the medical profession.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, sorry, I got the figure wrong there. Millions, thousands, what's the difference, right?
Exactly. At this point, let's see what we can do to pay some attention to the atrocities that are happening from the medical world. And again, when you put the numbers together, the general cause of death as a whole, you realize that the allopathic profession, iatrogenic disease, as we've discussed in Carolyn Dean's book, Death by Modern Medicine, it's staggering, it's stunning, it's horrific, and yet that is the medical religion. That is the sanctioned form of monopoly, and now forcefully so under Obamacare.
Yeah, you're right. The death, the iatrogenic deaths we've talked about before, this iatrogenic meaning doctor-induced, a word that didn't even used to be in the dictionary, but they've had to include it now because there's so many people being killed by modern medicine. What was the number, Robert? 783,000 in their last report?
Yeah, almost 784,000 were taken out per year. And that's an annual thing. That isn't just one time it happened. No. And so we look at the issue of 9/11 and going to undeclared war with the world and terrorists.
Yeah.
3,000 people dying at one time, which is tragic. No one would dispute that. But the reality is, how many 9/11s go into 784,000 deaths a year that are not reported accurately, even though they're acknowledged in the medical literature?
Yeah, it's almost one 9/11 a day for a year, isn't it? Almost. Yeah.
It's an incredible stat. It's shocking and stunning. Yet again, we've lauded these people. We've worshiped these people growing up until we wake up one day and say, no, this is a death cult. We can no longer participate other than the intervention that is available to us when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall and you want a surgeon to put you together again.
Exactly. And it's good to make that distinction. We've talked about that in the past. But as far as trauma medicine, we are excellent here in the U.S. And I am a wholehearted supporter of trauma medicine. And if somebody came in and cut my arm off, I would definitely run to the hospital and hopefully they could reattach the limb.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, with your newest book, I want to reference this again because, as you said, not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. If you need medical support or a doctor to work with, there are ways to do it, and what you're trying to do in that latest book is actually provide those tools so that you can work together for your benefit.
Yeah, lots of good doctors out there. You just got to find them. And there's a lot of good doctors that want to work with complementary medicine, which is what Dr. Farley likes to call it, the mix of the best of allopathic with naturopathy or herbalism. And so there are a lot of doctors out there that want to think outside the box, but you just got to find them. So I think that's a good distinction. We doctors are smart people. They're very intelligent people. You don't get through 10 years of higher education after college without being pretty intelligent. And so if you can find a doctor that's willing to think outside the box, they've got the brains to be able to help you if you can help direct their course of thought.
Yeah, we're supportive of that kind of support, absolutely, within and outside the medical profession. The point is, how do we restore liberty into healing? Because we do not suffer from a lack of tyranny in that profession, from government. We're looking to restore freedom so that all doctors and non-doctors alike can, hang a shingle and help you. Not to deceive you. That's not what we're arguing for, because the doctor profession is already deceiving you. What we want to do is establish that level playing field so you can have information, access it, and then access the doc or non-doc alike that can help you along your journey back to health.
Yeah, I agree. And we're being deceived left and right. And so I think, Robert, a lot of the battle is empowering yourself with knowledge and learning how to read through information and to know what's true and what's not. And that is the biggest difficulty, and that's one of the most frequently asked questions that I get from people that are emailing me about cancer or other diseases. They said there's so much information out there. How do you know what to believe? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of the problem can be overcome with learning to think critically, learning to think rationally, learning to dissect information, and that's something that only comes with practice. And unfortunately, in today's 2-second soundbite society, we're not taught to think rationally or critically,
yes,
or to think logically. We are taught to believe what is put in front of us and to go on to the next soundbite.
Yep, and that's why we're going outside the box. One more segment today with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box Wednesdays here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up all directly to cancertruth.net as well to pick up the book if you haven't already, as well as the newest one, Work With Your Doctor, through medicaldreamteam.com. We get some more GMO news. Conflicts of interest? No, really? We'll be back to wrap it up with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
We talked diet earlier about the pigs and the DNA coming in even through things you're not eating, things you're injecting. What about the GMO issue, the conflicts of interest? They're all over the place here. Another story, Ty, you're pointing out.
Yeah, the GMO story?
Yeah, exactly. This is the people that are all for it. Interesting what they have economically to gain.
Yeah, I mean, this, the article that Robert's talking about talks about the biologists that are pro GMO owning patents on the genetically modified organisms. So they stand to make a lot of money if the GMOs are legalized or forced not, you know, they're not required to be labeled or whatever scenario you look at.
Mm-hmm.
They stand to make a lot of money on it. But as Robert already mentioned, the conflict of interest is not surprising. I mean, are you shocked?
You shouldn't be. Although a lot of the kids, that's, you know, like when I lectured at my son's school, and I mentioned the three words, follow the money. They were like, well, what does that mean? And that's such an important growing up experience to realize that that is something you have to have on your radar all the time.
That is the primary thing that's the first question that you should ask after hearing. That's the first question I ask after hearing a study. You know, a study comes out that says grapefruits are deleterious for your health. Okay, who funded it? Ask who funded it. For instance, remember in 2009 we had the phase 6 pandemic for swine flu.
Oh yeah.
Okay. The World Health Organization came out after that and they revealed that five of the top advisors on their pandemic council were receiving money
from big pharmaceutical companies. Did you realize that?
Oh, man. And you know, one of the biggest issues on here was the Tamiflu that it doesn't work. I mean, it's just incredible how much these drugs that benefit don't even work.
Yeah, they don't work, but they are approved or they are endorsed by doctors and scientists that are getting paid off. There was in 2011, I believe it was, the big three, I call them of the big pharma, Pfizer, Eli Lilly, and AstraZeneca, they spent over $57 billion on marketing, which includes doctor payoffs and vacations and free samples and gifts and so on. $57 billion. That's more than they spend on research. They spend on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at a study that's been done that seems to contradict logic, then you need to ask the question, who funded the study? We already talked about it earlier with Dr. David Spence, who was the author that came out against eggs. And then we found out, oh, wait, he was funded by Pfizer Canada and AstraZeneca Canada. Okay, that's the question that you need to ask about any study. Who funded the study? Because it should not shock you to learn that the company that funded the study was most likely a pharmaceutical company, and they had a vested interest in us either thinking badly of a substance like a grapefruit,
mm-hmm,
or thinking positively in of their latest and greatest drug.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And of course, when we look at influenza, again, flu season or flu shot season, and the fact that the U.S. government invested, quote unquote, loosely said, hundreds of millions of dollars to stockpile a drug that is absolutely worthless, according to the Cochrane collaboration.
Yeah,
and now
absolutely worthless.
We're hearing, Ty, that Roche is begging the Cochrane group to kind of, can we come together and talk about this?
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah,
they're begging them to say, look, let's meet behind closed doors because we don't like what you're saying. Because what Robert's referencing is, we've talked about this in the past, that the Cochrane collection, I think 2006 it was.
Well, it was a couple of years back that they came out with this and revealed the flu shot doesn't work, doesn't do anything that they claim it to do.
Basically, that was the conclusion, is that the flu shot doesn't work. And when you look at the fact of the matter that 70% of physicians and nurses don't take the flu themselves, then that leads to a problem, doesn't it?
Oh, heck yeah. And now, of course, this, the people at this TriHealth in Cincinnati, or 150 of them out of 10,000 said, we're not getting the shot. And
they got fired, didn't they?
Yeah, they're fired. This is the police state that we're now living in that's only going to be worse under Obamacare. The idea that the government can mandate, oh, you want to participate in this system, or we say you have to, well, you're going to have to get your children shot up or else. That's where this is going. And the people on the left, come on, where's your love of liberty?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I think the false left-right paradigm has taken over many people's logical thought processes, because just because they support a particular candidate or a position or a particular party, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you're a Democrat and your president does something, you could be for it. But if the Republican did the exact same thing, you would be adamantly against it. And we've seen that on both sides of the party, not just Democrats, but Republicans too. I've seen Republicans support something that a Republican president does, but the Democrat president does the same thing the next term, and they're adamantly against it. That doesn't make sense. That shows that you're not thinking critically or logically or rationally, but you're overwhelmed with party pride.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes no sense.
Well, can you step back and do the critical thinking that we're urging everybody to participate in, to reactivate a part of life itself that has been deactivated purposely by those entities or interests that do not want you to ask questions?
Things that make you go,
Exactly.
And that's
exactly why we get together and double down on questioning and saying together on the Wednesday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, where we go way outside the box, like your books, Ty. I love that we get together and do this.
Well, me too, Robert. It's a blessing to do this each week, because I really think we're helping people. And so, people, ask yourself this question. If you have a pristine blood system, a blood supply, and you inject that blood supply with aluminum, antibiotics, formaldehyde, MSG, Tamiflu, just to name a few, does it matter if the government that approved that has a D or an R by it, or are those things harmful in any situation, regardless of what the party is that said that they're okay.
Well,
we'll
let you say about that as we take a break. Until tomorrow, until next week, Ty, we love you. We appreciate you. And thank you for helping me remind everybody, and that includes you, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Scott Bell Show.